And call the Friday, August 24th, meeting of the Rules Committee to order and ask our secretary to establish a quorum.
Senators Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wilk.
Here.
Wilk here. Cannella.
Here.
Cannella here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here.
Thank you very much. We are going to do a little business, but before we do, I want to acknowledge and welcome former pro tem iconic John Burton to the committee room today. I know he probably will speak a little bit later on one of the appointees and conferees, but I did want to welcome him, and I'm sorry we're in this room versus the traditional room because your picture would be on the wall. But it's an honor to have you here, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to ask if we could go ahead and move item 2 and 3. And just to be clear, I want to make sure members note that item number 3 is to ratify the creation of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee Subcommittee on the selection of the legislative analyst. And that, of course, would be composed of Senator Mitchell and the Vice Chair of Budget, Senator Nielsen, along with the equal parts on the Assembly side, just to make sure you're clear on what this is as we look at the process to appoint a new legislative analyst. So I just want to clarify that for the record and for people. We don't do this often, so I at least wanted to point it out. So with that, perfect. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Senators Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Thank you. So items 2 and 3 haven't been dispensed with. We will go ahead and start with the appointees required to appear, and we will start with Ms. Kathy Baldry and Shonda Wesley, who are appointees to the State Personnel Board. So please join us. Thank you. And I will ask, we'll start with you, Ms. Wesley, and ask if you want to introduce anybody that might be with you, make some opening comments. We'll then go to Ms. Baldry, and then we'll go to members of the committee. Welcome.
Thank you. Actually, you already introduced him.
You can do it again.
He is almost like a member of my family, luckily, Senator John Burton.
Opening comments?
Yeah. First, I'd like to thank you, Senate Pro Tem Atkins, and the rest of the committee members, and also the staff, for hearing this confirmation during a very, very busy time. On paper, I'm a former state Senate staffer, a party executive director, and am now a private consultant working for the California Professional Firefighters, among others. But I am also a small business owner, a former employer of a large staff, and former employee accountable to taxpayers around the state. Due to both my background in the union movement and as well as my experience leading the largest staff reorganization of a state Democratic Party, I understand the importance of fairness. A member of the SPB will see countless appeals to job actions, and our directive is to review the appeals based on the rules, and I have been there. As an employer, I have made tough decisions in order to improve the organization, but doing so based on what the law requires. And as a member of the labor community, I understand that the rules must be followed. We engender trust in the system with taxpayers and with employees when our decisions are fair, equitable, and effective. Our civil service system is facing important challenges. With 40% of the state workforce able to retire today if they choose, we have a job to do in making sure we are attracting new talent. I have not been employed in the state civil service system, but I believe that that's an advantage because it gives me an outsider's view of how we move forward to attract the best and brightest public servants and make the state more accessible to a brand new breed of potential employees. We must simplify our process, make it more intuitive, and respond to technology-dependent potential employees. Another role I would serve in is reviewing department audits for compliance with civil service laws and policies. Just as we hold employees accountable through a fair process, we must demand the same of ourselves as employers. It's a privilege to work in government as a public servant, whether it's inside or outside this building. My experience in the public and private sectors have given me a larger view to serve on this board, and I hope you will give me the opportunity to do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Baldry.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. First, I want to say what an honor it is for me to be here, not just for myself, but for my entire family, because I'm the daughter of a single mother who came to this country all alone at the age of 18 from South America. Against all odds, she learned English, she got a GED, she got a master's, and she became a college teacher. And now, as I prepare to send my own daughter off to university, I'm confident that she will continue the family tradition begun by my mother of responsibility and commitment. I started my career as a civil servant working for the city and county of San Francisco as a clerk and ultimately as a teacher there. After taking time off to travel and continue my education, I began working for a private sector company where I held various positions in multiple departments, including human resources, legal, and global compliance during my 18 years there. I've been in state service for the past almost 12 years, working in both the Attorney General's office and the Governor's office. It would be a privilege to join the talented staff and members of the State Personnel Board in serving the civil servants of our state, who in turn serve all Californians. If I'm confirmed, my priority will be to continue the mission of the State Personnel Board, which is to make California the employer of choice. It's a personal and professional honor to be considered for this appointment, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Let me start with you, Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually have no questions. I just want to congratulate the nominees and look forward to voting for the confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Vice Chairman?
No questions.
Mr. Monning?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to add my congratulations and well, and maybe just ask you each to address briefly what you see the major policy issues and challenges facing the board as we move forward.
Recruiting new employees, finding a way to speak the language of the industries in which we need to hire. I do have grave concerns about the number of people who could choose to retire today, and the majority of those people are actually in management. So how are we going to replace them? How are we going to speak to the people who kind of speak a different language than civil service policies kind of allow? So looking at how to simplify the system and encourage new employees is one of the things I'm really interested in.
Thank you. And Ms. Baldry?
I think everybody agrees that the civil service system is daunting and complex, especially for people coming from the outside. And I'm hopeful that my experience in both the private sector and in state service, that I'm able to bring some ideas from the best of both of those sectors and somehow manage to join them.
Thank you very much. No further questions, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Wilk?
No questions.
Okay. Let me ask if there are members of the public here in support. I would ask you to come forward to the microphone, give me your name, who you might represent, if anyone, other than yourself, and brief comments. Mr. Pro Tem, feel free to sit right there.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just here to express my support for Shauna Wesley, who I've known for years when she was with the firefighters, when she worked in the Capitol, and worked for me for 8 years, and she's very top-notch. The other person I don't know, but I'm sure she's wonderful as well. And more importantly, please say hi to Sal.
I will. Thank
one
you.
Of the great, 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 great guys.
Thank you.
And a pleasure. You all should have had a pleasure serving with his father. Stand up. So.
We think that every day.
Anyway, so that's it, Madam Chair. Thanks for the time, members.
Mr. Pro Tem, thank you very much. Let me ask anyone else to come forward to the microphone standing right there and give me your, it's an honor only reserved for former pro tems. Give me your name and
good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Brian Medina with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. We are in support of the confirmation of Shauna Wesley. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in support? In opposition? Okay. Let me ask if there is a motion. Thank you, Mr. Monning. Madam Secretary.
Senators Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Thank you. You are both confirmed. Congratulations.
4-0.
Okay, we're going to take up the next two appointees, Catherine Dodd and Juan Pedro Gaffney. This would be for the as member of the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. And as you come forward, thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
I would ask you to start, Mr. Gaffney, and anyone here you would like to introduce and opening comments, and then we'll move to you, Ms. Dodd, and then to members of the Rules Committee. The floor is yours.
Members of the Senate Rules Committee, personnel and staff, I'm honored to be here before you for your consideration and confirmation. And allow me to introduce myself by my family name. My father, Assemblyman Edward McGlynn Gaffney, served in the legislature here for 22 years. He came from the working class, from labor, and while his work here was always for the well-being of the state and the people of California at large, his chief legislative concerns were two: the advancement of education for all, from kindergarten, as it was reckoned in those days, up to the UC system, and the needs of workers. I fall heir to his legacy, not just by bearing the name, but by the formation of ideas and values that we all got around the dinner table and the Sunday afternoon conversations, following my father, as oftentimes we did, to hearing committee hearings that he would hold up and down the state to inquire into the working conditions of people getting injured on the job, sometimes to loss of life, and then going back to craft legislation that would remedy some of that. For 12 years, he served on the Assembly Industrial Safety Committee, and for 8 of those years as its chair. He talked time and again to us about the Industrial Accident Commission and the remedies that it provided, but his overriding concern was to secure safe working conditions in all industries, to reduce the incidence of workers' injuries on the job in the first place. For a brief time, I considered following him into this arena. I entered politics, I was elected to the Democratic Party Central Committee, but I shifted gears, going down to South America to work in community organizing with unemployed workers and their families on the fringes of Venezuela's oil-producing hub, Lake Maracaibo. The music I heard while I was working down there guided me to a different career altogether. I wound up dedicating my professional life to making music, principally the music of Latin America. And for several years, I taught philosophy and world literature as well. But I never lost interest in the issues, not just of labor and workers' rights, but of social justice for all, for societal well-being, for the common good. So when my career in music came to a close a few years ago, I looked for ways to serve my community that drew on those deep-rooted values, that looked for everybody being well, everybody being healthy. A year and a half ago, I was given the opportunity to serve on the ABC Board of Appeals, a good and important work, and from which I learned much. But from my perspective, the work of this community, and this board rather, is yet more urgent, and that's why I am committed to it. I consider it both opportunity and challenge to work assiduously at this, to contribute to a system of real solutions for real problems, and I will aim to be as fair and equitable in assessing the merits of claims from any side on any case that comes before this board. At the same time, I know where I come from. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Dodd.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I especially want to thank all the staff of the Rules Committee who's taken their time during this extremely busy period to meet with me and offer their thoughtful questions and advice. It's been extremely helpful.
I'm also very grateful to the governor for putting his trust in me and for all of my former colleagues in the governor's office who've been so supportive during this process. I sought this role with the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board so that I could, if confirmed, help to administer the workers' compensation system in an expeditious, fair, compassionate, and diligent manner. This system impacts all Californians, be it the worker themselves, their worker family, the worker's family, or an employer. My experience advocating on behalf of working individuals so that they maintain dignity in their work environments, to my experience inside a small family business, to my time providing legal advice within the executive branch, will help me to approach this role with a balanced perspective, a perspective that understands the viewpoints of multiple stakeholders to reach dispositions that are equitable and consistent with the law. I am hopeful and confident about my ability to be successful in that regard with the support of an extremely competent staff at the board and a commitment to hard work. Thank you again for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. Let me start, Senator Monning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had the opportunity to meet with the nominees. They answered all my questions. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no questions.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Just a couple of questions. Mr. Gaffney, you've been before the Rules Committee before. I believe we've had an opportunity to meet, and it's good to see you again.
Right.
Well, you have made several statements. You know, you remember where you came from. In your response to rules, you said you were clear that your roots lie with the working class. I think that's great in your own personal life, but if you get on this board, that can't drive every decision.
Of course.
But I hope you can see how that may concern some folks that you keep saying that when you need to be unbiased when you're looking at decisions.
That's first, last, and always.
Okay, good. And then the other thing is this is a complex board. You don't have experience in workers' compensation issues. What are you going to do to get up to speed on these various difficult issues?
Well, for starts, I start with the two canons, the compendium of California codes, the labor code, and the other five related codes in a single volume. And then there's the second California workers' comp. the title. That is a more useful pedagogical tool because it provides commentary on statute as well as case law. Those have been my main sources in writing and then getting into case law itself, but also working with other members of the board who have given me overview of the procedures of the board as well as how to get into the caseload itself.
Okay, so you're prepared to dive in and learn the subject matter so you can be an effective...
That's my daily bread.
Okay. All right, those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chairman. Senator Roth.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, no questions. Mr. Gaffney, Ms. Dodd, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you very much. Let me ask if there are members of the public here in support. If so, would you please come forward and give me your name, who you represent, if anyone other than yourself, and your comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I'm Christina DeCaro, a lobbyist with KP Public Affairs, and I'm here in support of our newest client, which is the California Society of Industrial Medicine and Surgery. And since this is new to us, the nominees are new to us as well, and we just pledge an open-door policy, rolling up our sleeves and getting ready to work with them. Very encouraged by the nominations, and congratulations, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone further on support? Opposition? Okay, seeing no one, Madam Secretary, please call the roll. One moment. I did have a request to split the votes. Forgive me, Mr. Vice Chairman. So let me take up item C, Catherine Dodd. Call the roll. So moved. Call the roll.
Senators Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk? Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you
have been appointed 4-0. Item number D, one, Pedro Gaffney.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Call the roll.
Senators Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth? Wilk? Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Congratulations, Mr. Gaffney. You have been confirmed. Thank you to everyone who is here. We will now adjourn into executive session and give a few minutes for the room to clear before we start.
Congratulations.